mercy, and peace be unto each of you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text is the gospel reading for this day from Matthew chapter 9. And especially so, Jesus' response to the Pharisees. Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. Go and learn what this means. I desire mercy and not sacrifice. For I came not to call the righteous, but sinners. So far the reading of the text. In the name of Jesus, the only Savior of the world. Today is a day of mercy. And like the Israelites of old, we need it more than ever. Like those Israelites, we often ignore God's call on our lives, living as we want. So, we too need to hear the call to return to the Lord our God. We often suffer trials and tribulations in this life because we have turned away from Him. Often those very troubles are a call to return to Him and follow His way. Such was certainly the case for Israel. They had abandoned God and chased after false gods. Any fidelity they may have had toward God is described this way. Your love is like a morning cloud, like the dew that goes early away. Their love toward God was fleeting at best. Having gone their own way, they only called to God for help in dire straits, like a soldier in a foxhole. Having forsaken God's mercy and faithfulness, they stand under His judgment. But even then, they still thought more highly of themselves than they ought. The Pharisees certainly did. They thought they were good. They thought they were God's favored ones. They thought they kept God's commandments, including offering the necessary sacrifices. Yet, they did not know mercy. They certainly did not have mercy toward others. And that's what we see in today's gospel. For they looked down on Matthew and his fellow tax collectors because they had sold their souls to the Romans and cheated their fellow Israelites. Everyone knew that they were sinners. No respectable person would have anything to do with them. Thus, a Pharisee would pray, God, I thank you that I am not like other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give tithes of all I possess. Yes, the Pharisees were morally superior, or so they thought. Certainly, no one of any importance at all would dare associate with such sinners, or, heaven forbid, eat with them. That's why they asked Jesus' disciples, why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners? Doesn't he know who these people are? Doesn't he know that you're known by the company you keep? Do you really want to follow a teacher who eats with such people? But you see, the Pharisees had no idea who Jesus really was, and they certainly didn't know what he had come to do. And so he steps in to set them straight. Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. But go and learn what this means. I desire mercy and not sacrifice. For I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. That's why Jesus ate with tax collectors and sinners. That's why Jesus called such despised people to follow him. He came to call sinners to repentance. And by his call, Jesus showed Matthew mercy and compassion. By calling Matthew to follow him, Jesus called him to repentance, forgave him, and empowered him to follow him. By eating with tax collectors and sinners, Jesus showed that he loved them and accepted them, though he certainly never accepted, approved, or celebrated their sin. By eating with them, Jesus indicated that he was in fellowship with them, that they had something in common. So, what did they have in common? Why would Jesus eat and drink with such folks? Well, precisely because they were sick. They were infected with the deadly disease called sin, and they couldn't do anything about it. Like most diseases, if it's not taken care of in a timely manner, the person will die. And that's exactly what Jesus had come to do. He had come to deal with sin and treat sinners. In fact, he gave his very life to effect the cure as he took all of the world's sin upon himself. Not that he ever sinned himself, but he took the world's sin and its guilt upon himself and made it his own. Thus, when Jesus died on the cross, he died as the worst of sinners. By doing that, he effected the cure for sin, which we know as the forgiveness of sins. And so it is that the church is a hospital for sinners and not a club for the well. We come here not to visit, but to be treated for our sin. We come here as patients, needing the salve of God's forgiveness for Jesus' sake. Here, under the cross made red by the blood of Jesus Christ, we receive the treatment we so desperately need. For as our sins are forgiven by the pastor, as by Christ himself, we are made well. As we eat and drink our Lord's body and blood, we receive the medicine which makes us well and makes us whole. But you see, the Pharisees didn't think they needed this. They weren't sick. They ate right, avoiding unclean foods and fasting as required. And in fact, fasting more than required. They exercised themselves in God's law by offering the proper sacrifices and doing all that the law required. Outwardly, they seemed strong and healthy, especially when compared to Matthew and his friends. But inwardly, they were being devoured by the cancer of their sin. They were sin-sick through and through, but they didn't realize it. They didn't know that they needed a physician. They didn't realize that the summary of the commandments is love. That's why they couldn't and didn't show mercy. They didn't realize their sickness, and so they didn't know about the cure. They didn't understand that God wanted to give them the cure they needed. And so they rejected the physician himself. Christ told the Pharisees that God desires mercy and not sacrifice. God does not want or need our sacrifices. After all, the cattle on a thousand hills are already His. But He does want us to show mercy, even as He has shown us mercy. Think of the Good Samaritan. The other two who passed by the wounded man were probably keeping the law. But the Samaritan who showed him mercy showed love toward his neighbor. And that's what God wants of us. And we can only do that because He has dealt with our sin sickness. He has shown us mercy. When our sins are forgiven, they're gone. Though, like with many diseases, they continue to show their effects in our lives. That's why we need to return to the sinner's hospital for continued treatments. But rest assured, there is no end to the supply of the medicine. Yes, today is a day of mercy. You are known by the company you keep. That's why Jesus ate with tax collectors and sinners, and why He responded to the Pharisees as He did. He had come to call all sinners to repentance. He had come to cure all sinners, whether they knew they needed it or not. Indeed, Jesus came only for sinners. So thank God that Jesus, in mercy, associates with us sinners and eats with us. He is so close to us that He even gave us His very body and blood for us to eat and to drink. He has called us to follow Him in repentance and faith, and by His grace and strength alone, we do. So while you are known by the company you keep, even this group of sinners, be especially thankful that Christ keeps company with you and shows you unbounded mercy, now and forever, to the glory of His holy name. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.